fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you. If you're young at heart.
Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we've got a couple of different issues we're going to try to tackle in this next segment. We've got this issue of mentorship, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got a very skilled, educated seniors population, and a lot of these people love to give back. And we've got a youth that is, in many cases, interested in learning. Which is terrific. Now, on the other hand, we've also got a seniors population that sometimes gets socially isolated.
Correct.
And we've talked about sort of the health problems and the general problems that can create. So is there a way to sort of combine those things and try to accomplish and kill two birds with one stone? And I think there might be.
Wow. Okay.
So let's explore this a little bit. We've got Ruby Leacott. She's Executive Director of Linkages Calgary joining us today. Ruby, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's our pleasure to speak to you today.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about Linkages. Maybe that's the place where we should start. Tell us a little bit about Linkages and what you do.
Absolutely. So Linkages is actually celebrating its 25th year in Calgary, and we connect isolated seniors with youth and at-risk and vulnerable youth with senior mentors in their own community. And we serve now just about 700 seniors and youth annually through 15 school and care center programs and through a multitude of programs in 5 different communities around the city.
Well, that sounds sort of smack bag on this kind of killing two birds with one stone. I'd love for you to share with us a little bit about, the program's got a lot of history now with 25 years. Some of the benefits that you're seeing on both sides. So, the at-risk youth, but also this issue of social isolationism and, having perhaps a younger person in home with somebody. I'd love to hear a little bit about some of the stories you can share with us about the successes you've had.
I sure can. So first of all, it's kind of interesting to note that there's some fair research out of the United States that indicates that a senior who is socially isolated experiences more health risks than someone mm-hmm. who smokes 15 cigarettes a day.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Ouch!
It's quite powerful. So our programs, as you had said, absolutely benefit both ways. So we have youth who benefit from a voice of experience and a different perspective, and folks who have just a lot of life knowledge to offer, and that goes both ways. Our youth are often able to teach seniors about technology, especially our more isolated folks. So when they can learn to Skype and Facebook with their grandkids who live across the country, it really does serve as a protective factor for them as well. And we find that they just become incredibly connected and build great friendships that last beyond the life of our programs, which is what we love to see the most.
So, I think that's incredible. My grandfather had some experience with your program and benefited tremendously by having somebody, that was a little younger around and could definitely help mm-hmm. around the house and do some things that he couldn't. Which was, I thought was really cool. You're down at a big conference right now, I think, in the United States, are you not?
We are. So there was 4 of us that were able to come to the International Intergenerational Conference,
right,
which is held biannually, and it's here in Portland this year, and it brings together thought leaders from all over the world to talk about intergenerational issues and also solutions.
So what's the hot topic right now?
There are 2, actually. So one is, which doesn't, I think, relate as much to Canada, hopefully. I may get in trouble for saying that. there's a large focus on supporting grand families. And what grand families are is grandparents who are raising their grandchildren unexpectedly due to the loss of a parent through the opioid crisis in the United States.
Right.
Which is really, really prevalent. And the reason that we're here specifically, as I had mentioned, was around the thought leaders of intergenerational programming. And one of the things that we have been focusing on is not only best practice, but exploring the idea of having an intergenerational housing program whereby either university or college youth could be co-housed with seniors, and there are so many benefits to a concept like that, and it's being done successfully in several sites in the United States, so that's why we're here, to learn a little more about that.
So I'm a bit interested in that. Are you talking that university student perhaps is living with a senior in their home, or this is a housing complex built to accommodate the needs of both of those, and just get the intergenerational benefit of that?
I think it could look like both of those scenarios. So the part that we're interested in is a purpose-built housing model that would support university-age youth, and also to provide kind of a tertiary level of care to some of the seniors, thereby reducing costs of long-term care and hopefully delaying the need to go to long-term care, and also providing an increased quality of life for both just through the ability to interact daily with someone of a different generation.
That's interesting. I'm curious on, Faisal, how maybe you and I would be when we're a little bit older, trying to understand or watch the behavior of people like us when we were in university. I'm chuckling a little bit about that. I think, boy, there'd be a lot to learn on both sides, I think, for sure.
Absolutely. I think when you have a bunch of people who are just growing up in a different world, and then you're mashing two different worlds together, some of the interesting stories that can come out.
I just want to know, as an old dude, if I'd get the invite to like the frat party or something,
No. I can tell everyone no. You never got the invite when you were in university. Why would you get it now?
Good point. Then they generally start after my bedtime anyways. Okay. That's great. Ruby, it sounds like an interesting conference, and certainly sort of the work that's being done around that, I think, is very interesting. Your takeaway from this, what do you expect to be bringing back to Calgary as a result of this, and what do you think you can implement, and what comes next?
I think the biggest takeaway that I have from the conference is just increasing my understanding of how many outcomes intergenerational programming is able to achieve. So in terms of better educational outcomes for children 0 to 5, getting them on a better pathway for seniors, as I had mentioned, their health outcomes are dramatically affected positively by having relationships with younger folks in the community, and also some knowledge about best practice and about how to move research and education and understanding of the benefits of intergenerational programming forward in Canada. Those are my takeaways and the things that I'm most excited about getting going on once we get home.
So if anybody is interested in this program, listening in Calgary right now, how do they get a hold of you?
They can always go on our website at www.link-ages.ca, and you can always just give our office a call. It's 403-249-0853. And any one of our amazing staff would be happy to talk to you a little bit further about that.
Well, that's terrific. Ruby, listen, I appreciate you taking some time away from the conference. I know you had to step out for a moment. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you educating us about what you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure, and thank you so much for having us on.
Terrific. We've been joined by Ruby Leacott. She's the Executive Director of Linkages Calgary. You know, Faisal, we talk an awful lot about the quality of life in retirement, right? What that journey looks like, how to plan for it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar, right?
Yeah, the financial burden that you have in the event of a long-term care need, and also enjoying the quality of your retirement. We're going to discuss all that on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. That's in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about whether or not the true source of happiness is money. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.